Good evening, saints.
Hey, hallelujah.
Like I said, good evening, saints.
Yeah. Hey, good evening.
My name is Rudy Coleman,
yeah.
And it's with great pleasure that I stand here tonight to deliver a message, a profound message, on this Good Friday, 2019. It was a profound message uttered by Jesus as he was dying on the cross. First off, I want to thank my pastor, Reverend Dr. Eugene Brockington, for selecting me to give this message tonight. I want to give special props to my man, first man, Calvin Brockington, to the church officials, members, and special guests. I will be speaking on the fourth word, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Bow your head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another opportunity, another day to get it right. Father, we thank you for this Good Friday, Father, because it's the Good Friday led to the great day on Sunday, Father. We thank you, Father, for the words that were uttered as Jesus was painfully dying on the cross, Father. Father, it was because of what he did, and he did it just for me. Just for me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to read from Matthew 27, chapter 45 to 46, and it goes like this. On the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was a darkness all over the land. In about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Hila, hila, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? These last words of Jesus Christ, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, has always puzzled many theologians, church spiritual leaders, lay leaders, laypersons, and yes, even myself as well. Here are some of the basic facts. Why would Jesus cry out to God when he already knew the answer? Why would he cry out to God when he knew the answer? Well, at the age of 12 years old, Jesus knew what his mission was. As you recall, he was in the synagogue preaching. And he got lost, somehow tied up from his parents. His parents went home for 3 days. That's what amazes me. And they said, well, where's Jesus? So they go back to the temple, and they find him in the synagogue there talking and answering questions and speaking. And they said, young man, where have you been? He said, I was doing my father's business. So Jesus knew what his business was and his purpose at 12 years old. God, the Father, sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that who should ever die, and believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. My biblical research took me further to Psalms 22:1, which was approximately 1,000 years before Jesus Christ, David wrote the psalm with the prompting of God. And there were a couple key points in it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but Psalm 21 starts off by saying, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Hallelujah.
What? Have we heard that before? My God, why have thou forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groanings? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and I'm not silent. Jesus, David, had a prophetic message and was predicting what the coming Messiah would say 1,000 years later. All right, so as I began to study this and got more puzzled, I asked myself, so what are the possible reasons Jesus cried out to the Lord? Well, what were some of the reasons? Well, reason number one, there was a real forsakenness Jesus was bearing. There was a real forsakenness because Jesus was bearing the sins of the world, both past, present, and future sins. The final judgment was supposed to have God, Father, pour out the wrath, but instead God pouring out of the wrath on us, instead of God pouring out the wrath on us, God separated himself from the sin judgment and allowed God to bear the sins. In order for all of this to happen, God had to have a spiritual separation from Jesus for a period of time. Jesus probably found this separation from God the more painful than the human experience he was feeling. Henceforth, there was a separation that did not occur, but it was for our sake. Jesus was crying out, not necessarily, number two, for an answer from God, but rather experiencing a desolation cry. Jesus knew that he was fulfilling his purpose on earth that would ultimately culminate in salvation, forgiveness, eternal life with God for those that believe. Jesus, number three, was amazing, fulfilling the prophecy of Psalm 22 as he was dying very brutally on the cross. So that's another reason why he might have cried out. Number four, Jesus was crying out to everyone that he was truly the Messiah as prophesied in the Old Testament. You got to realize back in that day, Psalm was a big deal because it was already written, and the people during Jesus' time was really studying the Psalms. So they knew when he was talking about Psalm 22, he was telling them, well, I am the Messiah. So in conclusion, what were the lessons learned from this? And I got my little expression, and that is, what do you do when push comes to shove? What do you do when push comes to shove? Well, let's see what Jesus did. Jesus said he cried out to the Lord. So one thing I picked out about it, it's okay to cry out to the Lord. I'm going to repeat. It's okay to cry out to the Lord. When troubling times come with the loss of a husband, loss of a job or a business, you have health challenges that never seem to end, you don't know what you're going to do, how you're going to pay your bills, your kids are acting crazy, your marriage is failing, the God of Jesus has the power to do all of this when push comes to shove. So number two, what do you do when push comes to shove? It's okay to question God. Jesus was questioning God. What is your will? And so when you question God, you should be asking yourself, what is your will for me in my life? What is your will for me in my life? So if you're walking aimlessly with no sense of direction, cry out. It's okay to question God. Number three, what do? Jesus substituted himself for our sin debt. So it gives you a break right there, okay? God, number four, hears our prayers. So what are you going to do when push comes to shove? God will hear your prayers. What are you going to do when push comes to shove? No matter what you are going through, Jesus can relate to your pain. Woo! Jesus loves us. Jesus came as a substitution for us. He took the place for us. So what are you going to do when push comes to shove? Jesus was obedient. He took the punishment and the death for us when he came down the cross. So the conclusion is Jesus was the Messiah. It was stated in Psalms. It's stated in Isaiah 53:45. So what are you going to do when push comes to shove? My God, why hast thou forsaken?